But you know how people are going to approach that situation. It's like, women will always want equal this and da-da-da-this, and every time a man does this and da-da-da-da.
I mean, if they can wear skirts, I mean, we should be able to not have a bra on. Like, if they go, are they going to start wearing bras, too? We should be able to not
wear
a bra.
I don't wear bras sometimes.
Huh? Yeah, we all don't wear bras, but it's just like, you can't go to work without a bra on. Just have your... Just depend on corporate America, like, you know, three-piece suit, no bra. Like,
Sherelle said, not at my real estate company. I'm selling this house today.
Not at my brokerage. Oh, you gotta wear a bra, huh?
I swear the line was around the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should've known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her, cause she's a boss.
Wood, Crow, Channing, Mike, Ocho. Would your guys wear a skirt?
Yeah, Chad has wore a kilt before.
Chad's worn a skirt?
Mm-hmm. No, Antonio wouldn't do it.
No?
Unless it was like a TikTok or something we was doing for fun, but outside of that...
He would never wear a skirt out in public,
like never, no.
Channing would not, but I feel like it would be kind of fun if he did.
Oh.
You know, like, you could kind of fondle them.
Oh, my God. Key?
It's a strong no.
Strong no.
Strong no.
I think they would feel uncomfortable. Wouldn't it be sweaty? Like, they wouldn't be able to, like... They probably, musty, boss.
I think Brandon would wear a skirt. I think as long as it was fashionable enough and I assisted with the purchasing and the sizing and everything else in between,
I would.
he would wear one. But I think it would be more comfortable and not hot because everything gets the air out.
Swinging.
So did you see New York Fashion Week? And Kid Cudi and Russell Westbrook wore a skirt.
I saw Russell Westbrook.
You saw that one. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I liked it. I think he wore it well.
Mm-hmm. That was giving me none. Like, it was giving me, you know, priest. It was giving me, I don't know.
I didn't think it was fashionable. I just thought he looked like a hot mess. Like, it wasn't even, it didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I'm not into men wearing skirts. I'm just, it's a no for me, you know? Yeah.
It was more nunnish, like, it was just plain Jane. Like, I'm like, if you don't wear a skirt, at least do something fun.
Can the girls stick to something? Can we keep skirts to us?
Well, okay, interesting. So, fun fact of the day, skirts were made for men.
Oh, see?
So back in...
Who said that?
It's like the history of fashion. So in...
Well, it has evolved.
It has evolved. So we stole it pretty much from them.
So we were wearing pants at first, and they were wearing skirts.
Mm-hmm.
That just seemed backwards.
We gotta check that fact, right?
Yeah.
I feel like anybody, how they want to express themselves, they can wear it. Like, I totally agree that they are more than, I just don't like it.
If they want to wear it, I'm not gonna
lie. It's just not sexy to me. Like, I want to look at my man and be like, ooh, he look good. Like, it's just not sexy. Like, maybe if it looked sexy, like if they had a skirt on, I'd be like, damn, you know, look at him in that skirt.
But like, have I don't you know. Seen him with it, like, style?
With the sexy legs out.
I'm just saying, like, he don't have no split up the split. Side. It's just like a big old sheet. You know what I mean? Like,
now,
just
let's
look
clarify
awkward.
This. You're talking about a long kilt.
I'm talking about... Anything, I'm talking about anything. No, Brandon can't fit this, okay? I'm talking about anything below the knee, below the knees. So knees and below, a man wearing a skirt. Like, if they're got their thighs out, you know what I mean? Like, that might be a little much. But, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Not a mini skirt, not a skort, but, like, a skirt.
I feel like they can wear it. I just feel like it just wouldn't be attractive. Like, it's just be like,
the
whatever.
Only time I've seen a man look cute in a skirt was when Andre 3000 had that Hey Ya video when he had his perm going. That's the only time. I haven't seen a cute man since.
Jesus in it.
Jesus. There's been a lot of guys that have been wearing skirts, though. Like, Kanye West wore one, Jaden Smith, a lot. But it's been the past, like, 2 or 3 years that... And then, so now in like the fashion world, they're saying that it's post-pandemic freedom. So it's like being unchained, free your balls, being unchained from the shackles.
So
and
we just need to throw
like,
our bras away then, and if it's post-pandemic
now
change.
Now you know we're not gonna be allowed to do that. Yeah, people are gonna give us so much, but you know how people are going to approach that situation. It's like, women will always want equal this, and da-da-da-this, and every time a man does this, and da-da-da-da.
I mean, if they can wear skirts, I mean, we should be able to not have a bra on. Like, if they go, are they gonna start wearing bras too? We should be able to not
wear
bras.
I don't wear bras sometimes.
Huh? Yeah, we all don't wear bras, but it's just like, you can't go to work without a bra on. Just have your, just depend on corporate America. Like, you know, three-piece suit, no bra. Like,
Sherelle said, not at my real estate company. I'm selling this house today.
Not at my brokerage. Oh, you gotta wear a bra, huh?
Well, I don't, I mean, we get attacked for things that we shouldn't have. Like, we should be able to, it's being sexualized, right? So it's not necessarily being sexualized on a guy, but if we weren't wearing, like, if they didn't wear any draws, it wouldn't be as bad.
I like that. You ain't got to wear no draws.
Right. You could see, but you could see their imprint or whatever if they, you know what I mean? But for us, if let our nipples get hard and all of a sudden it's like,
I'm not into my man not wearing draws. You know what I mean? Because I don't want nobody looking at his print, but me, like, you know, I'm just
I love
like,
when the print's out.
Me too. I'd be like, babe, this look good.
No, I'd be feeling some type of way because you go out and you, your friends be like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, everybody looking at his print.
I'm like, girl, you see what he working with.
Sweat season, huh?
Y'all need to be licking down there anyway.
So it's a hard no for you guys. You don't, I don't think it's attractive, but I think it's fashionable. So this is actually Mental Health Week, ladies. This is Mental Health Week. And it's important for all of us and the people that are in our groups and everything, and we support mental health, mental wellness, mental health awareness. So actually, since you brought it up, I'm going to steal what the guys do, and I'm going to do check-ins with you guys. So I want to know, 1 to 10, where are you at personally, professionally, and mentally?
Personally?
Numbers.
I'll say about... A 7.5.
7.5.
Yes.
Okay. Professionally?
I still feel like I'm working on that. I'll get at about a 6.
6. Okay.
Yes.
And what do you say? Personally, professionally, and mentally?
Mentally, I feel good. Mentally, I'll give myself an 8.5.
Okay. Okay.
I think I'm at a 5 across the board. Yeah, only just because of, like, the season I'm in. Professionally, I feel like because Antonio is going back to work, it kind of like stopped me kind of in where I was trying to take my career and where I was trying to go. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to have all kids in school this year. I'm going to have all this time to be able to do, you know, what I want to do. And then, you know, he's working full time. So it's like now I'm dropping kids off. I'm running, you know, doing stuff for the house. So it's like there's no time for me to do what I want to do professionally. So I'll say like at a 5, I haven't kind of found the balance to be able to do what I want to do and still get the stuff done at home. And then that also weighs into like my mental status currently, because it's just like I'm so overwhelmed with like things. Like I just recently lost my nanny of 11 years. She had cancer and it's spreading. So it's just like I lost a big part of my like family unit along with my husband. So across the board, I would probably say I'm like at a 5. But there's some days where it's like, okay, I did it. Like, you know what I mean? I was proud of myself. I got all the kids to school on time, picked them up, got to, you know, this destination, that destination. And I got home and I was like, okay, it's time to have a drink. You know, you did it. But there's other days where I'm like, I have 5 kids at 4 different schools. I mean, Jordan's driving now, so that helps me. But like, the kids are like spread out and they all
they gonna
have
go to aftercare then.
Yeah.
See you later, baby. That is a lot. That's hard for you.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm gonna say some prayers for you tonight.
Keep you please. I mean, well, I mean, good news is I'm finding like the help I need. Like it's coming in slow, but like since the start of school, it's just been a chaotic situation.
Well, just stay positive and you're gonna get through it.
And I was there with like the stress of too much stuff happening and everything. So like I'm with you. You wanna call me, you wanna vent, you wanna chop it up, you wanna talk, I'm there. You call me and we'll figure it out. And I'll be like, mm-hmm, me too, did the same thing last year. Mm-hmm, yep, it was stressful. So I'm here, all right?
Thank you.
And remember, it's okay to be selfish sometimes. Like, find some time for you.
That's, I think, the hardest part. I haven't found that time yet, so.
You have
except
to.
For today, like, I had time for me. So
yay!
I was fashion with the girls. I was fashion with the I came in a t-shirt and some sweat. But I made it, thank God.
Next time, we gotta make a girls trip.
Yes.
We're going to plan it.
Wait, y'all can't plan this till after. I already missed
Bring
one.
Bring the baby on the girl's trip.
The baby is not coming. She's going to be with her daddy while we having fun. Well, me, mentally, you know, I have my days where I feel down, but overall, I feel like I'm at an 8. Personally, I feel like I'm at an 8.5, 9. And professionally, I feel like I'm at a 9.
And mentally?
Mentally, I'm about 8.5. Okay. I feel good over here, you know.
Well, I know you mentioned the last episode that you sometimes, you know, struggle with depression, struggle with PTSD, you know, and I wanted to dig in a little deeper. I wanted to ask you, how do you help yourself? Like, what is your coping skills, or do you talk to a therapist regularly?
I still have my therapist. I still talk to a therapist, but I'm a spiritual woman. I grew up in the church, and I'm very big on what you think, what you bring in is how it is. And when I'm feeling down, I just turn on my gospel and, you know, say a scripture or whatever, give my mom a call, just do something to bring back that positive energy in my life. I don't let it overtake me. And that's a big thing. If you let it overpower you, it will keep you down. So I just bring positivity around me and I remove negativity. If it's people, if it's things, whatever it is, that's how I've been dealing with my depression.
It's amazing.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Personally, I am at an 8. Things are going great. We're spending a lot of time with my husband, spending time with my kids.
She's going to end up like me in a couple of months.
Right? Listen, listen. I had twins. Listen, you just sip your,
your juice.
Did we ask, like, relationship? Did we ask that?
Well, that's, like, personally. So, like, personally is, like, your relationship.
I feel like that might be outside of, like, I feel like that's different.
What? Those are intertwined, honey boo-boo.
Yes and no. Yeah.
I feel like it's intertwined. Cause
I think
like
it's broad now because your relationship can be different from your...
It's your personal life. It's your personal life. So, personally,
I would have kind of answered that differently because I feel like whatever season I'm in with me trying to figure it out, like, Antonio has, like, been the biggest support, like, and like, you know, I know I'm doing this, but like, what can I do? Like, I mean, he even gets up in the morning and like at 5 o'clock and we'll like cook breakfast. I mean, not cook breakfast, but like start a dinner, whether he make like the chicken and rice, he's like, all you gotta do is just warm it up. So like, he does his part to kind of like help my day go on. So like, as far as my relationship, I would say it would be like at an 8.
So. That's amazing. Go Crow. Okay. Right.
Yeah,
okay,
he does. He does a good job.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he laid a pipe and then you know he cooked the chicken. So on that note, yeah, we good in that department.
I mean, that's for me it's all together because if things ain't right at home, then like I'm not really working out or I'm working out too much or, you know, but if to me, it goes together, like personally, my personal life and like the kids. And then their first week in school. So I was stressed out because I've never worked and had my kids in school before. I was a stay at home mom fully. And now I'm in office 3 days out the week. I'm trying to figure out like stressed out about I hope I don't forget them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh. Like, what time are they wherever? So that's 8. Professionally, I got some amazing things coming down the pipeline. I'm really, really excited about this. My glow in the dark smiley face.
So cute.
Yes,
for mental health
it.
Awareness. So I'm super happy about that. That's actually just dropped. And so professionally, it's amazing. And then mentally, I'm probably the same at an 8. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing good.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. You know, I love you, and I always want you to be at, like, the best Michi you can be.
I appreciate that, because sometimes it is hard. But I think just showing up and doing it, like, every day, you got to show up. You know what I mean? And even if you show up as a 5, show up. You know what I mean? Like, so that to me is, like, because I was happy, you know, last year or whatever, but it was just, it took so much more effort. It was like, I literally had to like push myself to show up.
You're in a better place.
Yeah, that's pushing good. Got me here. And now I'm like, I'm here living it. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think going through therapy, going to see your therapist helped you learn to get where you're at right now?
Yes and no. I mean, like, because I studied psychology. So, like, for me, it was more, and I've been seeing a counselor since forever because I believe in it. It's something that I think everybody should. So for me, it's just, it was more figuring out how to be the best me. You know what I mean? Because there were so many different moving parts, and I was new to being a mom who's working. Like, that's completely uncharted territory for me. And then new to having my husband home. And then new to having my husband home and working. You know what I mean? So it was just all these things that were being thrown my way that I just really didn't understand at the time.
That husband staying home is a different type of beast, too.
Well, you used to having a home to yourself and handling it the way you handle it. And when they come home, it's like, what in the world?
All that was new. So I was just like trying to figure it. What is happening right now? Like, I thought I had it together. And then 1 year, everything went to hell. And then now it's back together again. So I'm like, yes.
That's what I said. Life has its highs and lows. I mean, you got to just ride the wave.
Yeah. Asia, how about you personally?
I like that you're asking this because I feel like I'm always on the go, that I don't really take account of what's happening. You know, you just kind of have a chaotic life and you meet it where it's at and you just get it done. I feel like we all just buckle down and get it done. But you said professionally is first. Which one?
What did I say first? I think I said personally.
Personally, I think I feel good. As a unit, the family is good. Like I said earlier, we kind of found our flow. And now I have all three kids in school, which this is something different. So Sherelle talking about self-care, I feel like this, you know, this time around with the babies, I waited and I wanted to make sure we had a, you know, home time. But now I'm working and my job is just taking off and I'm just so busy that I got to put Chaz in school. And he's loving it and found a nice Christian school. She sends me pictures, so I feel good throughout the day. You know, I don't feel like I'm missing him. And then when he comes home, we get to spend some time together. But, you know, personally, I feel like I'm an 8. Mentally, I feel like I'm right there, 8, 9. And professionally, it's been good. I have no complaints. It's been a blessing. This is what I always wanted in my career, so.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm so happy for us, y'all. That is good. I'm happy for you, too, because this change is coming.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. I'm believing it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to stay on you, even if we have to fly.
That's right.
To help
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm about a 3, then, if you're flying. Look, come see me.
Yeah,
just spend some time with me. I'll be like, y'all, I'm not doing good. Y'all come on out.
We can make it a girls' trip. You call me and you say, Mishi, I have hit the 3s or the 4s. I'm going to say, okay, Brandon, I'm going to book a flight. I'm going to go check on T.
I like a good old slumber party, too. I feel like back in the days, we used to have, like, slumber parties and kind of stay up and watch TV.
You have to run that back. So we might pull up on you.
Pull up.
When just have food in the house.
Now, you know, I have 6 kids, so I'm faithfully at Costco at least 2 times a week. So I buy in bulk. Definitely be food.
Well, with the mental health conversation, it just got me thinking. And like we were talking about fashion and talking about the guys and or the guys wearing skirts. And for me, I'm kind of like questioning. Like, I wonder how much backlash they've received over this. Like, if they're getting support or not support. And, like, it just makes me think about, like, the other kids. Like, kids who want to do this and follow in the fashionable footsteps or do something different outside the box and them dealing with bullying. So, do you guys ever get bullied or have been bullied? Like, I'm talking about DM drama. I'm talking about, you know,
cyberbullying,
nasty comments, even people like saying nasty stuff to you walking around. You know what I mean? Like, I was walking with Brandon. We were out somewhere. Somebody called out the cars, like, you look like some celebrity, they said. You look like this, and one of their hoes. He said, what they say? I was like, But how do you guys deal with this?
I just kind of laugh at it now. Like, I've been dealing with like hate and bullying and cyberbullying for so long that it's really laughable now. Like Terica said, I think in the last episode, that, you know, it's when people put that much time into your life, it's like, what's wrong with you?
Right. It's a problem. It's a problem within themselves. If they have to constantly follow you, wake up, talk about you, just fully, it's something going on with them. And you just have to just pray for them and just, you don't take it personal. I don't take it personal. I get, like, ever since I've been into this industry that I'm in right now, it's like, it's a lot. And I'm teaching my agents now because they're about to be on a platform where, you know, they're coming into and the spotlight is going to be on them. You have to be mentally prepared for it. You can't take it personal because a lot of people, it's going to be people, crazy things that's being said to you, your family. You just, I prep my daughter even. I even prep my daughter because it's a lot. You just can't take, you got to take it with a grain of salt. And
that's so good.
And I love that block button too. Block it left and right.
I don't like to block people though. I like to let, because they already jealous. They already mad. So I like to leave it open for
it
them to go
It don't even matter
ahead.
If you hit that block button. They're going to come back from another page, check you out.
It's funny to me because just hear, seeing what they put or whatever, it's just like, you just have no idea. The assumptions.
Yeah,
so you just let them assume, and it's a lifestyle that if they get paid for it, hey, but if they want to waste their time and
But even if
energy,
it was true, like, it's my life. Like, it has nothing to do with you. Like, I'd be thinking, like, okay,
But that's
and?
The thing. It's mainly, it's so sad. Like, everybody always, those be the main ones with the problems that always looking and pointing their fingers at other people and what they have going on. They have so many issues that they don't even sit back and fix themselves. And
it's
they
projecting.
And it's so sad when you are doing that and you have kids and you're teaching them. It's just a repeated cycle.
Hurt people.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so true. You know, I just be like, girl, I'm going to pray for you. You know, I hope that God takes away this evil heart and this jealousy that you have or whatever reason it is that you want to leave hateful and mean comments under whoever's page. Like, I can't imagine going to Baller Alert. Just like you said, what's the guy who had on the skirt? Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go to his page and be like, oh, you know, and hate on his choices that he made. It's not that serious to me. Like, you know, I don't like it. I pass it. I keep it moving. Like, it's not affecting me. It's not bothering me. I don't have to leave my thoughts on somebody's page to let them know that I don't like it. It's just not.
But that's some people's only platform. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think, like, they probably don't have friends. You don't know what their circumstance is. So if they can, like, reach a celebrity or get them to comment back or, you know, to them, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, they get to retweet it, like, such and such commented back to me. I'd be thinking, like, was that your whole purpose, was to get a reaction? Because half of the time, that's what it's for, just to get a reaction.
Sometimes I be having the energy, though.
Oh, wait, you be clapping back at people?
I probably did it a few times.
Really?
On Twitter, I probably did it like a couple of times. It be so funny. Sometimes I be having time, or when I go on live and somebody say something dumb, child, go get a job and get off my damn live. Like, seriously, you so pressed watching me, what I'm doing. Like, I'm out here trying, I'm making money. I'm trying to get to the next level. And you worried about what I'm doing, who I'm seeing, how many kids Chad have, how many kids I have.
Why like, that's nothing that matter to them. Like, are
my
they
kids
taking
ain't
care
on no damn welfare, none of that. You ain't paying nothing to, like, they, all they taking care of. Stop worrying about what we got going on and go get, take care of yourself.
These pregnancy hormones.
Sometimes I give them the energy, but now it's just like, only, but I don't take it personal. It's just like, let me entertain them a little bit. I got the time today.
I don't really read. I think it would potentially affect me. I don't necessarily read the comments.
I read all the comments.
I don't.
Only because I engage with a lot of the people who follow me. I don't know why. I don't know why I make the time to do that.
But some people, I mean, some people are nosy and they want to know. Like, I like to tell my story. I don't want to leave assumptions. And I feel like some people put themselves out there to make people come and just assume because they didn't clear it. Like, with me, I'm an open book. Like, you want to know something? Instead of assuming, making up a damn story, come ask me. I'll tell you. Nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you what I've been through, what this, that, and the third. Just ask me, but don't assume.
Right. Because and then how they ask, too. Because if you're leaving rude comments and, you know, if you wanted to know, just say, ask on the live.
But I ain't telling nobody. You ain't. I don't owe you no damn explanation of what I got going on in my life. I mean, I get it if you want to share something, but, like, people do feel obligated sometimes to, like, know what's going on in your life. And I'm like,
and sometimes they're fans, too. They're really secretly admiring you. They're fans of you. They just can't decipher between the jealousy and the loving you through it.
So this makes me think of something that just recently happened. So, you know, Simone Biles, she opted out of the floor exercises in the Olympics, right, in July. Did you see the recent posts that CNN and USA Today had of her and the other women
from the Olympics testifying against their accuser, or not their accuser, the person that abused them.
Yeah, that was heavy. Yeah. That was heavy.
So you did see it, you saw it too?
I saw a glimpse of it. Yeah.
So just talking about bullying and like mental health and all these things. So the first thing that came to my mind was the date. So the Olympics was in July. And then it turns out that they found out that the FBI botched pretty much the investigation. And that also happened in July. So I'm thinking when I was reading it and I saw her break down on the stand, really, or at the podium where she was at, I thought to myself, like, could she have been experiencing this or going through this in July when she found out that the FBI, the people who were supposed to be protecting those women, failed them? And like, her statement was, they failed us. And so I wonder if you think that that could be the reason why she might have backed out of the exercises, because that was my first thought.
Yes, when topics like that come up, you relive those. I can say it because I was a victim of it. You relive all that. So I feel like maybe she was reliving what she went through, and it was hard on her. Like, she's in the public's eye, and so much, she has so much pressure. She have to perform and do all this, and mentally she's drained because she's going through what she went through again, and it's like, nobody's helping, nobody's hearing me out. Nothing is going my way. Like, it's just, it's so much. Yeah.
And that's a dangerous sport, too. Yeah. Like, you're flipping in the air. You're by yourself. So like,
my girls train with Simone Biles. Uh-huh. So, for me, I know her mental state with everything going on probably wasn't, you know, in the best state. But her opting out to do the floor routine was more so based off of a mental blockage that she was having physically with her gymnastic skills. But the weight of being the GOAT, the weight of the Larry Nassar or whatever, I don't know if that can play into her getting into her head to do performance acts. Yeah. So I know Simone struggles with the twisties. You know, Jersey has gotten it before, too, where it's kind of like you twist so much, you kind of lose air awareness. You really don't know where you are. So sometimes your body will tell you to twist, and you're not even supposed to be twist at that time. Wow. So that kind of happened to her, and she struggled with having the twisties, you know, throughout her career. It just so happens it was the first time she got the twisties on a big platform stage as the Olympics. The thing with the twisties is you got to retrain that skill. It's kind of like starting over from basics, but not being in your element, not being in your own training facility, you know, having the media around while you're trying to work through something like the twisties, it's probably just too much pressure, you know, because you don't get enough time to do, you know, the next floor routine. It's like, okay, you got rehearsal here, and then now you got to do it. But it takes time to get over that mental block because it's more of a gymnastics mental block. But like she said, she had the weight of, you know, being a GOAT, you know, had the weight of being at an Olympics where she was locked in a room in China where she didn't have her family there, where you had COVID. Like, my girls, in their head, they feel like they can't perform at a meet if I'm not there. Like, they look for me, you know, they get all antsy and stuff, and, you know, they can't do it. So I think it was a host of a lot of emotions, a host of a lot of mental issues, along with her physical ability to not be able to perform, that kind of weighed heavy on her at the Olympics.
Wow. I didn't know that. And I know that she's a superstar. Your daughter, oh my gosh, I love watching your stories when she's flipping all around. But it's a sport. Like, it's a very physical, very dangerous
sport.
But it's beautiful.
And with Simone, she's the best that ever done it. Like, she's competing acrobatic skills that only men have done. Like, no other, you know, woman can do any of the skills that she's done. Nobody has even tried. Like, they can't even, like, rate her skill level because nobody has ever done it. So for her to just pull out of it, it had to have been something bigger, you know, that would have prevented her to do that. And it, unfortunately, was the twisties.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's a gymnastics term. Like, nobody outside of, like, the gymnastics world know what the twisties are, but many gymnasts have suffered from having the twisties. It's just completely losing air awareness. So,
jeez, that's intense. I wanted to go back to you, Sherelle, because you mentioned that you were a victim of sexual abuse in that, and I just didn't want to breeze over that. Is there anything that you want to share?
I just feel like with it, it doesn't go away. And with me, so many women, like being in the military, so many women have been victims of it. And it's like, it's the good old boy system. Don't stop. Get help. A lot of people don't get help. They hold it in. And you can see it, like, for the longest, I held it in. And it took one of my soldiers to basically say something because they witnessed it. And just me going out to report it helped so many other women. Like, just report it, get help, talk about it. It's okay to talk about it because you don't know how many people you're helping. I'm not where I'm at today because, you know, I just woke up one day. I got the help. I talk about it. I'm open about it. I'm letting it out my system. And it's, no, I'm not perfect. I still go through it. Like, I still have symptoms where, you know, I have flashbacks of what happened. But I talk about it and let it out. And I'm an advocate for anybody who's been through what I've been through, or even worse. But talk about it, let it out. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I spoke about it the last episode. And I think it's important to highlight the strength that takes, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I appreciate that.
It's hard. So. It's definitely hard. People don't like to talk about it. People don't like to discuss it. They feel like if you put it in a shell, mm-hmm. close the door on it, lock it up, then it's, but it's always there. And it affects you in so many other ways if mm-hmm. you don't get help.
Mm-hmm. It can make you or break you. Not saying that making it is a positive, but making it as in, like, I had to be better. You know what I mean? I pushed through. So, hi, Chef Trey. Hey. Oh, my gosh. It looks so good. What do we have?
We have a strawberry shortcake.
Mmm. You know who to bring it to.
Is it bad to say that I'm excited to eat this right now?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to sit Indian style.
Go ahead and get comfortable.
I got to get comfortable with this one.
Get comfortable. Thank you so much. What was the inspiration behind this?
Me.
Ocho gonna get you.
I wanted to give you ladies something you. That was fruity. Also try to mix it in with some cake and then give you something cold at the same time.
Okay, Chef.
Chef.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you ever wear a skirt?
No, I don't think I would. I don't feel like it would be fitting for my style.
How do you feel about men wearing skirts?
I don't really have an opinion on it. I know Scottish bagpipe players, they wear them. So I know that that's some form of lifestyle to some people. You know, I never judge people on stuff like that. Me personally, I don't know if that would be fitting for me, but.
What if one of your friends showed up to your house in a skirt? Like, what would you do?
Laugh like he just did right now.
I probably would laugh, but I wouldn't judge him for it.
Well, House of Athlete has some new skirts coming out for men, so you should definitely look out for that. Because I feel like Michi would, like, bring the fire with that.
Actually, we don't have a skirt, but we do have the luxury line, which is leather, and it has a loincloth in the front. But it's not a skirt.
Now, see,
though.
I like that.
See what I mean? Okay.
But that's not a skirt.
It's
but
not
I
a skirt,
like that.
But I had to, like, shameless plug. So is there any advice that you would want to give somebody who's been a victim of bullying?
If it's still playing a part in your life as far as how you feel, you should speak to someone about it because suppressing that energy could lead to bigger problems like depression. And absolutely. I know people who have actually sheltered themselves from society because of bullying, so.
Yeah.
It's not really a good thing.
Committed suicide. It's bad.
Yeah, my daughter's, Jordan, her friend committed suicide at 12. One of her good friends.
Sad.
And the school did nothing. The parent was complaining about the kids bullying her online and everywhere. And her mom was at the school that day. Her daughter committed suicide complaining about the bullying. And the school did nothing. And she hung herself.
That's horrible.
But it affects, I mean, to this day, it still affects my daughter. I mean, it made her more vocal, though. Because she speaks out, like, when she sees something in the gym, and she's like, oh, no, that's not right. You know what I mean? Because she knows, you know, what it could lead to. But it also has her on the edge. When she hears certain language from friends, she gets, like, you know, worried, like, mom, like, I'm concerned. Like, such and such said this, such and such said that. So she's lost sense of how to read what's a sign of, you know, being suicidal or what's not.
Yeah, she's has, like, a heightened sense of awareness to it. I mean, that's kind of a good thing, but I can see how, as a mother, that could be, like, a lot.
I mean, to lose a friend at 12, it's like, and then I guess nobody knew what was going on, so.
It's so sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
And then what happens too, if kids, they become bullied and then they become the bully, they start bullying people, like.
Mm-hmm. It's learned behavior. Yeah, yeah, 100% it's learned behavior, because that's how you learn to cope and how you learn to interact with other individuals. It's like a defense mechanism. You know what I mean? It's like hurt people, exactly
what
you said.
What do you think is the difference between this generation and our generation? Because I feel like, I wouldn't say we bullied, but we like, it was a form of bullying. Your mama, you know, whatever.
Yeah. We did all that. I was bullied. In elementary school, kids weren't
committing suicide then. Like, I didn't know. I didn't have friends committing suicide or any of that. Like, what's changed?
You could go home and be at home too. Like, now all that stuff at school follows you on the internet, on social media. Things get, you know, they record you or something, or a picture or something. Now it's floating all around the school. Like, that's a lot of pressure, and that's why it's so important that we have our conversations with the kids and even the schools. It's always shocking for me to hear that, like, a school didn't do what they needed to do to rectify a situation. Because now so many kids are suffering, you almost need a whole department dedicated to counseling, guidance counseling, or just being there when you have a bad day or when you're dealing with stuff like that. So you have someone to speak to this at the school where it's happening, and they can help you kind of.
Do they even emphasize it more in school about bullying?
Well, schools say that they can't control what kids do off campus.
Not controlling, but just talking about it. I feel like if more kids are aware about bullying and what can happen, it's just like, okay, you know, it makes them think, like, I shouldn't act like
this. So I don't know if you guys know, but I do mental health first aid. So it's like mental health first aid for adults, mental health first aid for kids, where I go and I teach signs and symptoms and bullying and things, different diagnoses that are more typical in certain age groups. And so I would go to schools and teach this to the teachers, to the staff, to the kids, and do seminars. And so, like, they have it more now. It's more prevalent now. Definitely more now than it was back when we were in school, but it's nowhere near where it needs to be, you know? But I think that generation is more accepting of help, and they're more accepting of being vulnerable. It's our generation and the people above us, the generation before us, that are now not wanting that information out there. So they're actually being more vocal, and the parents and the older community is kind of like, pull back, don't share too much.
Because it was always, don't let nobody know what's going on in this house type of thing. Like,
yeah. You know what, guys? I want to do something. So the guys did a challenge. And I want to challenge you guys. I'm going to do the same. Just based on this topic, let's check on our people. All right? So I want you to go on live, Instagram Live, and I want you to check in with three people on Instagram Live during this week. This is Mental Health Awareness Week. And, like, let's just show our concern and care for our people, the people that we love. You could check in on more people if you want to. But check in on, like, a couple of your fans and get their information and send it to me. And I'm going to send them a shirt, a mental health awareness IAA shirt. We got three shirts. And so we're going to do this because mental health is important. It matters. It matters to all of us. We're all affected by it in one way or the other. And I just want to do something for the culture. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
So you're in the challenge. You got it?
So is it our friends that we're checking in, or just three people we randomly...
So let's do this. Check in on a friend.
Okay.
And then check in on two fans.
Okay.
So go check in on a friend on live, and then pick two fans that are watching or whatever, or communicating with you, and then check in on them, and you give me the information, and I will send them something from I Am Woman. You know what, guys? I got gifts for you. You know I love giving y'all gifts. So I'm gifting you guys all of the I Am Athlete mental health awareness shirts. So, like, this one. And then I got some more in there for you.
I like the boots, too. The boots.
I got the boots come with it, too.
No, the boots don't come with it.
The boots sue me, too.
But I got you the quote shirt, which is sold out from season one of IAA.
Yeah.
You're talking about the one that I have on?
Yes. And the bucket hats. So we got bucket hats, too. We got bucket hats for you.
Oh, I love the bucket hats. That's my fave. Yes. My big old head.
Mitch, come on.
I love receiving.
Okay, let's
see. That's my love language.
This is Asia.
Thank you.
This is Kiafa.
Thank you.
Oh, how nice.
Thank you. Thank you, House of Athlete.
You know, anytime you're here, I'm gonna gift you something.
Oh, it's so cute. It's just happy. It's just a happy little guy.
This is my favorite one. It glows in the dark. Anything that's in green will glow in the dark. Okay? So I love y'all.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I swear the line was round the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should've known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. Cause she's a boss.